Over the weekend, the hashtag Alternative Facts was trending on social media. It was based on the comments Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway made in defense of Trump's press secretary. In a non-story that widely circulated on corporate media and pushed by social media users, Sean Spicer was widely mocked for telling falsehoods about the comparative size of Obama's inauguration crowds versus Trump's. Kellyanne Conway was then mocked after describing Spicer's insignificant false claims about crowd sizes as alternative facts in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press. However, so-called alternative facts about the abolishment of slavery in the United States is still being taught in American schools. On the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the amendment that many wrongly believe abolished slavery, President Obama issued a presidential proclamation in which he never acknowledges the exception clause of Lincoln's Slavery Compromise of 1865, which says that a person can be enslaved or put into involuntary servitude if first convicted of a crime. Despite the consistent teaching of alternative facts concerning the abolishment of slavery in the United States, people are starting to become wise to the deception of this alternative fact, and it is due to the work of people who describe themselves as new abolitionists. Ava DuVernay, the celebrated filmmaker, has been nominated for an Oscar for her Netflix-issued documentary, The 13th, in which it is made clear that what people are calling mass incarceration is really legalized modern slavery by way of the 13th Amendment. It is time the corporate media, the U.S. government, and educators, and so-called educated people to stop teaching alternative facts about slavery in the U.S. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. Join me on the number one independent black media platform at blacktalkradionetwork.com.